Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It is your boy Noah Jones, and welcome to Today in Hip Hop, episode number 22. The Today in Hip Hop show, for all the people that haven't heard of the show, this is where I give you the news. We have the hip hop news, we have the current events in rap culture, and I also do reviews of the new albums that come out, ladies and gentlemen. I have another review for you today. My name is Noah Jones. I am your narrator. Today we're going to review the Gangstar album called One of the Best Yet. It is their current release for 2019. I'm pretty excited about this, man. I was asked yesterday to review this. Looked it up today on YouTube. 16 tracks. Pretty excited to hear what they was coming with, man, because rest in peace, Guru. He passed away a long time ago, and you know, I was a fan of his back in the day, just to get a rep, you know, stuff like that. All the bangers, of course, obviously. I'm a DJ Premier fan. He's one of the best producers in the game, so I wanted to see how they made magic on this. Now, I must tell you guys, I was pretty disappointed in it, but let me get to that later. Let's start with the review. Alright, track one. It's called The Sure Shot. It's an intro. Basically, they take you down memory lane, and they play a whole bunch of their old hits from back in the day, all their bangers, just to warm you up and to get you familiar with who they are. So just in case you've heard of the music but didn't know it was Gangstar, or you heard the beat before or whatever, now you can basically associate the beat with this particular group. You know what I mean? So I enjoyed it. It had a real nostalgic feel. The intro was fire, you know. Brought back memories of me listening to them old classic records. Now, track number two. We have Lights Out featuring M.O.P. The beat was crazy. It had a head nod vibe where you want to just bang your head and just jump around it. Look, M.O.P., whenever M.O.P.'s on a record, they're always going to bring you that high energy. You know what I mean? That is the reason why I love M.O.P. They are who they are. Stands for Mash Out Posse. I remember back in the days, how about some hardcore? Yeah, we like it raw. Yo, M.O.P. is that group. You know what I'm saying? They definitely sparked a lot of life into this record. And for the first time ever, you hear Guru rapping and he doesn't have that laid-back flow that he usually has. He has like a more aggressive flow. So it actually fit really well to hear him with that aggressive flow right next to M.O.P. with their aggressive flow. Crazy, crazy. Number three, we have Bad Name. The beat is fire. It's another head nod joint. And Guru is basically speaking on the state of rap culture, which really gave me the goosebumps, because even though he's been gone about 8 or 9 years, the stuff that he's rapping about is current, which lets me know that lyrically, Guru is a timeless artist. You know, and I also believe that being is that there's a lot of rappers out right now that lyrically aren't all that strong, you kind of can go back and listen to Guru and really dig the way his flow pattern was and all that other stuff, because, you know, you're not looking for Guru to be a Nas and flip his flow pattern so crazy, but yet he still gets the point across and the content is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. He has great, great content. All right, number four is called Hitman. Now, I wasn't really feeling the beat, but I love the storytelling aspect, and he's basically speaking on the life of a hitman, like speaking as if he is a hitman, and what do hitmans have to go through, you know, in their day-to-day lives or whatever. So I like these type of records. I wish more artists would do it, tell stories with their raps instead of it just being a whole bunch of, you know, just words and flow patterns and braggadocio. You know, that's one of the things I really respected about me when I was growing up. We had artists like Slick Rick that actually would tell stories in their raps. You had Dana Dane that would tell stories in his raps. You know, things like that. Like, I wish more of these artists would actually tell a legitimate story with some of the stuff that they spit. You know what I'm saying? So, number four is Hitman, fire joint. Like I said, the beat I wasn't too crazy about, but everything was brought together by the way he basically told the story. Number five, it's called What's Real. This joint features Royce da 5'9". The beat is crazy. Group Home is on it, the rap group Group Home. Never really was a fan of Group Home. But Royce da 5'9" killed it. The record is fire overall. You know what I mean? This is definitely one of the standout tracks on here. Number 5 is a standout track, and number 2 is a standout track to join with M.O.P. Now we have number 6. Keith Kasim Elam. It's an interlude. It's basically Guru's son, and he's speaking on his dad's legacy. So I thought that was pretty dope to incorporate his son, who actually looks very, very eerily similar to Guru, which is crazy how genetics are. You know, he got a chance to speak on his pops and all that other stuff. So I thought that was pretty dope having him on the project. Now, From a Distance is number 7. It's called From a Distance. Features J. Rue the Damager. Classic Gangstar vibe. You know what I'm saying? This joint has a nostalgic feel. It sounds like, you know, a lot of their hit records that they put out before. The head nod music, the more or less up-tempo joint. Like I said, it has a nostalgic feel. J. Rue definitely did his thing. I actually used to like his music too back in the day. So it's good to hear some of these legends and some of these legacy artists from when I was growing up still be able to compete and have bars and sound good. You know, there's some artists that just don't age gracefully, and they flow pattern and their voice, it just doesn't sound good anymore. But J. Rue is one of those artists that still sound legit. You know what I'm saying? All right. That was number 7. Number 8, we have Family and Loyalty featuring J. Cole. This joint is just ridiculous. Cole killed this joint. Guru killed the joint. It's crazy just how Guru sounds like he's still alive spitting raps, man. Because the stuff that he raps about and the content in his vocals and the stuff that he's talking about, his topics and his subject matter, man, it's just so fire. It's current. Sounds like today. Like, I could actually listen to these records. Like, I could listen to these records and nobody would know that the lyrics, that the acapellas from this album were 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? Go back and listen to some of the artists 9 years ago, and some of the raps just ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that his joints was able to sit in a hyperbolic time chamber and just sit there for 9 years and not be used, and then when they finally put some beats to it, it came out magical and it sounds like this. It's crazy. You know, there's a video for this joint out also with J. Cole in it. Joint is crazy. Like I said, it's called Family and Loyalty. Another standout record. It's number 8. Probably my favorite between that. I don't know, man. The Cole record is fire. It's kind of like a 3-way tie for me. Number 2, number 5, and number 8. Now, Get Together is number 9. Features Neo. And there's a female rapper on here as well. I didn't like this song pretty much overall. The girl was annoying to me. Guru was aight. The girl was annoying. And Neo killed it. Neo was nice on the hooks, man. I don't know what happened to Neo and if he's still releasing music. If he's not, he should. He's one of those artists that just never lose it. You know what I mean? Hearing his sultry voice over top of the record, it sound crazy. It sound crazy. So shout out to Neo on this record. You know, you may like it. Me personally, overall, the other elements ruined it. And the only thing I was excited about was hearing Neo's voice. That's number 9 right there. All right, now let's move on to number 10. Number 10. You know, I got my notes and shit for the people that's watching. got my notes. It's called NYG's GS 183rd. It's an interlude for number 10. Just a street cred joint. Just a cool street interlude. She was hot. And that's basically, it ain't really much to say about that. It was just an interview. You know what I'm saying? Just an interview, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, not an interview. An interlude. Interlude. Number 11, So Many Rappers, it's called. I actually hated this beat. I loved the content, hated the beat, and I just really wasn't feeling it at all. Number 12 is called Business of Art. This track was pretty awful. The beat was terrible. The message was dope. Talib Kweli killed it because he's actually featured on the record. Talib Kweli killed it. But the beat just ruined it for me, man. The beat was so slow. It just was a bad record, yo. It just was a bad record. Number 13, Bring It Back Here. This is another bad record. The beat is awful, and I'm glad that it was only like 50 seconds long. It's kind of like, I don't know, he rapped on it, but it was kind of like a snippet. It had like a snippet kind of vibe, you know what I mean? And I just wasn't feeling it whatsoever. So that was number 13, Bring It Back Here. Number 14, one of the best yet, was another interlude. It's got a cool singing vibe. but it's just an interlude. You know what I mean? Number 15, Take Flight. It's another bad record. Freddie Fox sounded dope, though. Freddie Fox sounded good on the record, but overall, the record just... it just wasn't a good record. Compared to... look, compared to the other songs on here, these last few records really are awful compared to it. Number 16 is called Bless the Mic, and once again, that was a bad song. And it was a bad song to end the album with. You know what I mean? Bad song to end the album with. For real, for real. Ultimately, I think what I think happened was they used all the best records for the first 8 joints. And actually, out of the first 8 joints, only 6 of them were songs. So the first 6 songs were fire. The rest of the project, man, I just didn't enjoy it at all. You know, so if I'm going to listen to it, I'm going to listen to those 6 songs that I like. And, you know, the rest of the album, I'm just not going to listen to. Because it doesn't have a good vibe. I mean, it was to the point to where I was like, yo, why would they even put this beat on here? Compared to the other records that's already on here, the beats on some of these, on these last 8 records, no good, man. Very, very bad. So what we're going to do now is, I'm going to give it a rating, and then I'm going to give it a Noah score at the end. The Noah score is basically the overall. For lyricism, I'm going to give it an 8. 8 for lyricism because... the way he was rapping, it sounded new. It didn't sound generic. It sounded like current music. The features that was on here really did their job, and nobody had a whack verse on any of the features. All the featured verses was tight. You know what I mean? So I give it an 8. For production and beats, I have to give it a 5, only because the second half of the album, the beats were trash. And not only were the beats trash, it just seemed like the interludes were getting more and more frequent after they, you know, dropped the first fire 6 records. Now, lyrical content. I'm going to give the lyrical content a 7. Because the stuff that he was rapping about was real major shit. You know, eye-opening, eye-awakening type of stuff that goes on in the industry right now. I'll give it a 7. Like I said, because he had the storytelling joint that mixed it up a little bit, you know. But overall, it comes across as a little preachy because he's pretty much just dropping gems on every record. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really have fun with any of the records. He was pretty much just dropping gems on every single verse. You know what I mean? But remember, ultimately, the way they made this whole project was they took unreleased verses, you know, that he had recorded prior to his death and put it together to make an album. So, you know, ultimately he didn't go into it, like Guru didn't go into it looking at it like he was creating a full album or a full project. You know what I mean? So, and also to my knowledge, after listening to the DJ Premier interview, it seemed that Premier wasn't around, like in the studio with him while he was working on this music to guide him, coach him, whatever the case may be. So, due to that, he didn't really have much input. So Guru was rapping over different instrumentals and different beats, and you know, it had a whole different vibe. So, you know, I can't knock it too much because, like I said, it wasn't put together from start to finish by Guru as an album. He was just in there recording, and then, you know, he met his untimely death. So we got an 8 for lyricism, we got a 5 for beats, we got a 7 for content. And overall, the overall Noah score, I have to give it a 5, ladies and gentlemen, a 5. You know, if you miss this album and you don't get a chance to listen to it, you're not really missing much. Like I said, the first 6 songs are hot. But if you have a 16-track album and only 6 of your records are hot, and you have 4 interludes or something like that, and a 1-minute song, it's like they padded the rest of the album to get it finished, and, you know, the beats were just terrible. You know what I'm saying? So, because I didn't like but only half the album, I got to give it half the score. Got to give it a 5, ladies and gentlemen. So, that is my review on Gangstar's album, one of the best yet. Came out right now, 2019. So, that's my review on it, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Noah Jones. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching Today in Hip Hop. For those of that are viewing me live, shout out to the audience. I love y'all. Yeah, make sure you stop by privateroadclothing.com. Get you some fly stuff. Probably put a little link in the description. I'll probably put an advertisement or something at the end. So, love y'all. Talk to y'all soon. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, and suggest some more stuff you want me to review. If it's another album you want me to review and you want my take on it and how I feel about the records, drop it in the comments. Love y'all. Peace.